Coach Simon, congratulations on your sixth in a row against Pikeview. You have had a few days now to look at game film and think about that. What were your takeaways from that game?
Glad we won. Didn't think we played that well. I was disappointed in the effort, although we won. And sometimes I guess that can happen in high school sports where your players win and they win handily. But the fundamentals and the effort wasn't what I wanted to see.
You're six games into the season. Has anything surprised you about this year's ball club through six?
Not really. As far as I knew we had a good team from the beginning, and I thought we would have a pretty good record right now at this point. Didn't know exactly we'd be undefeated, but hoped we would. And feel pretty good right now.
This is your seventh game of the year and your fourth game against a Virginia opponent, and arguably the toughest three opponents that you have faced to date, including Lord Botetourt on Friday night, will have been on the Virginia side. Does this kind of put forth any possibility of an even more Virginia-heavy schedule in years to come?
It just depends on scheduling. As far as the teams in West Virginia, if they want to play us, we'd like to play them. If they don't, we have to venture across state lines. So I don't know. I don't know what the future's going to hold. We'll see. But we constantly are having to battle to get teams to play, and I think it's a headache being on the border.
You had a pretty injury-free first half of the season, and as I got ready to do pregame on Friday night at Pikeview, saw Nathan Pettis on crutches in that game. How's he, and are there any other injuries going into the Lord Botetourt game?
Nathan's happened at home where he dropped a dresser or a nightstand or whatever on his top of his foot. So that's the problem with this. It's had a lot of swelling. We hope he's ready. Not going to be guaranteed that he will be, but we'd sure like to have him for Friday night's game. We'll see. It's just going to be depending on him. I don't think he can injure it anymore, but it's just a lot of swelling, a lot of pain. So hopefully he'll be ready to go. But that's it. Everybody else is fine.
Lord Botetourt, a new opponent and an excellent opponent that you'll be playing. Coach Harless has a history loving Mitchell Stadium when he was a high school player at Abingdon. What do you know about them? Where will they stress you defensively?
They run the ball well. They're physical. A lot of misdirection. Remind me a lot of a mix between Bridgeport and Point Pleasant. So, and they're physical, big, play hard, play tough games week in, week out. So this will be definitely a heck of a test for us.
This will be your first game at Mitchell Stadium since August 31st. It's been a long time between home field games, and it's also homecoming. How do those two things play into the psyche of a high school football player getting ready to play?
Well, homecoming's good because there's excitement. You're not bored during the week. But we know, really, no matter whether it's a homecoming game or not, how hard we're going to have to play in order to have a chance to win this one.
A lot of times they say coaches like to see that homecoming opponent not be one of the toughest on the schedule, because if the player's attention is divided, then they can still make it through that game unscathed. You're playing as tough an opponent as you've played to this point and is on your schedule. Your thought about playing a very solid opponent on a homecoming night?
Well, we played Point Pleasant last year and it worked out okay. It may not work out this year, but I think our players know when they have to focus and get down to business. And they know this week, no matter who's running for homecoming and all the activities, that it's going to be a tough game, one that we're going to be challenged in, that we haven't been challenged in maybe all year. We're going to have to step it up, and I think we'll step up to the challenge, whether that's enough to win it or not. We'll see, because they're that good.
What are the keys offensively and defensively to walking away with a win?
Try to keep them off the field as far as our defense goes. Don't let them just get long, sustained drives. They've got two good running backs, good quarterback, good linemen. I mean, they've got a good mix of what it takes to win games. And offensively, we need to move the ball. May have to throw a little bit more than we have in the past, because they're good against the run. They're running backs or linebacker safeties, and they're about 215 pounds, and they can run. So it's definitely going to be a nice test for us. I don't think we definitely don't want to turn the ball over in a game like this, and our special teams will play big too.
Coach, congratulations on a 6-0 start. Good luck as you go after number 7 against a tough foe on homecoming night at Mitchell Stadium.
Thank you. It's good to be back home.
Pregame continues as the starting lineups are next. You're listening to Bluefield Beaver Football on the Eagle, 100.9 FM, and online at theeaglefm.com.